The Asian Development Bank, ADB's chief economist, Albert Park, has expressed support for Pakistan's efforts to successfully complete its International Monetary Fund, IMF, Extended Fund Facility, EFF, noting that such a move would likely enhance Pakistan's standing with other international lenders, including the ADB itself. However, he warned that any hopes of a sharp drop in interest rates purely due to an IMF qualification may be unrealistic. Responding to questions from the Express Tribune on the sidelines of the ADB's 58th annual meeting in Italy, the bank's chief economist said that an IMF deal acts as a signal of macroeconomic discipline and stability. If the IMF comes to an agreement with Pakistan, that's important for the ADB. It means we feel Pakistan is more fiscally sound, the official explained. However, they added that while such agreements impact lending confidence, they do not automatically translate into lower interest rates for multilateral agencies like the ADB. ADB lending decisions, he noted, are primarily based on a country's level of development and debt sustainability. We don't want to lend to countries with unsustainable debt burden. But once there is a reform agreement in place, it opens up avenues for deeper engagement, the official said. The ADB also weighed in on the ongoing debate in Pakistan about whether it should pursue protectionist industrial policies to shield local industries at least in the short term before liberalizing trade. Addressing this, the official said that while historical examples exist of countries like Japan, India and South Korea using temporary protectionism during their early industrial phases, in many cases such protection becomes entrenched. In theory, temporary protection might help an industry grow, but in practice, protections often become permanent due to vested political interests, Park warned. That leads to inefficiencies and higher costs, especially in today's globalized world where foreign direct investment depends on openness and predictability. Instead, ADB officials stressed that Pakistan and other South Asian economies, including India and Bangladesh, should focus on boosting exports, improving ease of doing business, and attracting foreign investment. Trade liberalization and participation in global value chains were identified as long-term strategies for sustained economic growth. On India, he said the country is well-positioned to benefit from shifting global supply chains, especially post-COVID. However, India needs to address infrastructure bottlenecks, reduce trade barriers, and improve its regulatory environment. India remains relatively protectionist, said Park, cautioning that high tariffs on intermediate goods could make domestic industries less competitive globally.